There's been a lot of debate, and in fact, there were a lot of concerns, and genuine concerns, about the possible closure of these hospitals. And following the meeting yesterday and following the meeting 2 weeks ago with the HSE, it was reaffirmed to both myself and the group, the SOS group, that there is a long-term plan and a long-term future for Remelton and Stranorler. And that's been backed up by infrastructural spend and also spend which will satisfy HICWA requirements. So I'm happy again with what I've heard from the HSE yesterday. I'm more than delighted to see the proactivity of the SOS group, because what they've been doing, they've been reflecting the community demand on the ground that there is a need, that there is a future for these hospitals. Separate to that, there are concerns at this stage around Lifford Hospital, and we had a frank and open discussion yesterday. There are challenges. The report isn't complete yet, but we very much put it on, put it to the HSE yesterday that we feel, as representatives, both the SOS group and myself as a public representative, in trying to represent the community, that there is a future need for Lifford as well. So that still is to be discussed, and there still is to be a report completed on that. So we will keep a very, very close eye on what's happening in Lifford.
The background to all this is the announcement that was made some time ago now that it was planned in the long term to develop a community hospital in Letterkenny. Now, the question then became, would that Letterkenny facility be as well as and complementary to the existing community hospitals, or effectively, would that Letterkenny facility replace the other community hospitals? The argument coming from the campaigners is it should be additional to. Is that something you in the long term would agree with?
Absolutely, and I think that's where the whole debate started. Is when the announcement of the $51 million for the county was made, the word replacement was used, and there was the talk about a new hospital in Letterkenny. But since that, there have been two significant changes. The first change is in relation to the HICWA requirement to have a four-bedded ward as opposed to a two-bedded ward. Simon Harris changed that through legislation in June of last year, and secondly, through this new CSO data, the new projected figures, it's showing that they're not alone. Is there still a need for the hospitals in their current forms, but also with expansion, that there is a need for a community hospital in Letterkenny. So the community hospital will go ahead in Letterkenny. It will go to design in the near future. And I believe that with the new hospital in Letterkenny, not alone will it add to a population need, but it also will be a very, very valuable component in ensuring that the step down and the bed blockages that we have at Letterkenny University Hospital will be facilitated as well. So there is a long-term plan. I like the way that the HSE are working towards 2026 with this population data, and certainly the new HICWA arrangements, the new HICWA legislation for four-bed wards will ensure that both Remelton and Stranorler will be needed into the future in both a short-term capacity and also, sorry, in both a short bedded stay and also a long-term bedded stay as well. That's important, and it's important for the community, and it's important that the community have confidence that there is an overall plan. Yes, things may change. Different governments will come in. This government will go at some stage, and it's up to the politicians, whoever will be empowered, to ensure that the plan that is set out at the moment, that is adhered to and complied with, to ensure the future viability of these hospitals.
And is it your belief that when the community hospitals put in for more money to meet what will be HICWA requirements down the line, that capital funding to allow those improvements take place will be forthcoming into the future from Simon Harris and, where necessary, from his successors?
Well, the discussion did focus on the specific numbers for Stranorler and Remelton yesterday. $2.75 million is needed for Stranorler. $1.75 million is needed for Remelton. The submission has been made. It will go into the midterm review for capital funding, and it is the job of all politicians on all sides of the houses to ensure that the priority for capital funding in health is a priority. And I'm confident that the submission that is made has been made at the moment in conjunction with different aspects, from the population data to the service requirements within the county, that those will be met.